Good morning, Audio Boo. Good morning, everybody. I'm going cold turkey this weekend. That means to say I'm not actually going to be eating any cold turkey, but I'm going to be cutting off the painkillers, or hopefully cutting off the painkillers that I've been taking because I've had a bad back since before the Easter weekend. I have to say I've never had, always had odd things with my back, you know. Taking a couple of paracetamol and ibuprofen, and it's been fine in a couple of days. But this was something else. This was pain. I've never had pain like that before. Started on the Wednesday before Easter, and I was at work, and I eventually ended up kind of leaving work early, thinking, "Oh, yeah, I'll take a couple of pills, and yeah, the next day it'll be fine." And then the next day it wasn't fine. The next day I could not get out of bed. I could just about get my kind of sitting upright legs over the side of the bed, but I could not stand up. No matter what I did, no matter how high, the pain was just incredible. Never felt pain like that before. Phoned the doctor from bed, lying up, looking at the Artex. He said, "Oh, I'll prescribe you some painkillers. Get mobile as quickly as you can. You know, take these. If it's no better, obviously call me back. But you need to get moving again, and hopefully these will help." Which, to give him his due, they did, but painkillers and anti-inflammatories he prescribed, I've been taking ever since. And yes, I've needed to do that. It's only in the last couple of days that I've really felt things have improved significantly. But I don't want to be taking painkillers in the long term. Don't think it's good for me. I know the codeine in one of them is addictive, and I don't want to end up, you know, going down that slippery slope for sure. So basically this weekend I am going to stop taking the painkillers, see how I go. If the pain returns, which it could do, then I will obviously start taking them again. I'm due to see the doctor on Wednesday anyway, so I can discuss it with him then. But you know, I want to have something positive to say to him, not just, "Oh, you know, it's no better, still taking the pills," and see how we go. I've got lots of jobs I want to do as well, things that I was going to do over the Easter weekend, and because of the bad back, didn't manage to get done. I need to get down the allotment and see how that's doing. I haven't been there for 2 weeks, and I know my next door neighbour who's got a plot down there as well was saying, "Oh, you know, your spuds are up, you need to do this, you need to do that," and I obviously want to get some of that done. Don't want to go mad, don't want to end up putting my back out again, but I don't want to leave it in a state. And also things to do around the house. We need to do some hoovering and things like that. So that's the plan for my weekend. I have to say though, the weather's incredible, so hopefully it's going to be a nice weekend in that respect, but we'll see how we get on. I hope wherever you are the weather is as nice. I hope you've got plans for a good weekend too, and I'll catch you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.